The bill, which includes government spending and tax cuts intended to help push the U.S. economy out of recession, is the president's first big legislative victory since taking office last month. Congress, which is controlled by Mr. Obama's Democratic Party, approved the plan Friday, with lawmakers voting mostly along party lines. The Senate passed the measure with only three minority Republicans voting in favor. The plan received no Republican support in the House of Representatives. During a radio address Saturday, Mr. Obama said the tax cuts and domestic spending projects will create or save millions of jobs and spur economic growth.
It will save or create more than 3.5 million jobs over the next 2 years, ignite spending by businesses and consumers alike, and lay a new foundation for our lasting economic growth and prosperity.
The following day, White House senior advisor David Axelrod cautioned on the Fox News Sunday television program that while there will be signs of economic activity quickly, it could be next year before improvement actually shows up in government reports, especially with respect to the nation's 7.6% unemployment rate.
The president has said it's likely to get worse before it gets better. It is true that without this program, it could be much, much worse. And so I don't expect the arrow to bend down by the end of the year, but I do expect the rise in unemployment to be retarded by the things that were done this week.
Moody's Economy.com chief economist Mark Zandi, who also appeared on Fox News Sunday, said President Obama's contention that the stimulus plan will create or save 3.5 million jobs is optimistic.
It will make a difference. It's a good plan, and I think it will help the economy. By my estimate, it will add 2 to 2.5 million jobs, more than would be the case without stimulus by the end of 2010. That translates into a lower unemployment rate of about a point to a point and a half. So it is meaningful, but I don't think it's enough. I think the economy is in very difficult situation. The difficulties require a larger package, and I think a year from now we probably will be talking about stimulus again, yes.
The measure still has strong critics, including Senate Banking Committee member Republican Lindsey Graham, who spoke Sunday on ABC Television's This Week program.
11% of the appropriated money in this bill hits in 2009. Most of the money in this bill is in entitlement spending. It's not going to create jobs. 27% of the bill is now tax cuts. That's down significantly. And of those tax cuts, most of them, only $3 billion goes to small business. 75% of the people in this country work for small business. Of a $787 billion bill, $3 billion is directed to small business people. I think we missed the mark a long way. We increased new government. We did not increase new jobs.
Mr. Obama's former rival for the presidency, Republican Senator John McCain, said the president backtracked on promises of bipartisanship to get the bill passed. Former Democratic President Bill Clinton praised the stimulus package, saying it puts money in the hands of people who need it to survive through unemployment benefits, food stamps, and tax cuts. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.